Hello and welcome to another episode of The Village Chestnut Tree. I'm your host, Emmett Hoops. I'll be with you for the next 10 minutes or so. And the big news this time round is the announcement of the 28th annual meeting of the American Chestnut Foundation's New York chapter, which is taking place October 5th and 6th of this year, 2018. The location is at the Hampton by Hilton at 4 South Putt Corners Road in New Paltz, New York. You can find out more by calling 845-255-4200. That's 845-255-4200. There are plenty of places to stay in that area. It's about an hour south of Albany, New York, and about 15 miles south of the historic first capital of the state of New York, which was Kingston. And, of course, whatever wasn't knocked down during the 1960s and urban renewal efforts in Kingston remains. Kingston still has some beautiful buildings, especially the old Senate House that's down there. And one of the things that we're going to do during the 2 days that we're down in the New Paltz area is go over to Highland, New York, which is the western side of the great train bridge that has become a bike/pedestrian trail. And if you've never been on the walkway over the Hudson, it's a fantastic time to do it. Of course, October 5th and 6th, the fall colors ought to be, fairly well along. It's no telling where the colors are going to be at any given point, but figure around Columbus Day, and that part of the state is usually about peak, so it's going to be a lovely place to be, a lovely time to be there, and the best group of people you'll ever be with. We're going to start around 6 p.m., and the following day we're going to have the full meeting, and if one of the things we're going to have there is a coffee break, but we're going to have roasted chestnuts, and we're not going to have roasted European or Spanish or hybrid or anything else. These are American chestnuts. So I think the cost of belonging to the American Chestnut Foundation, which I believe is $40 a year, is thoroughly warranted by the fact that you'll actually be able to eat American chestnuts for, I'm certain, the first time in your life. I'm looking forward to it, and even though it is, of course, the New York chapter, it's open to anyone who lives, I guess anyone who lives. The location is most convenient to people who live in the Northeast, of course, so don't feel like you're restricted because you might live in Massachusetts or Vermont or something, or Pennsylvania. Anyway, the New York chapter, of course, got its start back in 1988 when four New York State residents who were members of the American Chestnut Foundation thought that they needed to do something else aside from the traditional back-crossing and Mendelian biological efforts that they were focusing on at the national level. They thought that we had the resources here in New York to try something different. They believed that there was a good scientific basis for research into developing gene transfer technology that would produce a superior and blight-resistant American chestnut. They presented their plan for this second approach and asked the national group to support it, but the national group was pretty small at the time and was just trying to focus their efforts, and they couldn't support two efforts at the same time. So the New York chapter pretty much went ahead on its own and with its own financial resources. And, you know, back then, there was almost no hope if you can put yourself in the shoes of the people who were looking at the future of the American chestnut back in 1990, the back-crossing efforts were really resulting in nothing more than disappointment, and it looked like an answer was going to be so far down the road. I can sympathize with every group at the time. The national group just wanted to continue what had been the most promising branch of research for decades, if not centuries, which was genetic selection by back crossing. But the New Yorkers had an idea that we could take a shortcut and do transgenic research. And so they approached SUNY ESF, that's State University of New York, School of Environmental Science and Forestry, to find research scientists who could start the research needed to make the transgenic American chestnut a reality. There were two young professors there, Charles Maynard and William Powell, and they were already working on different projects related to the American chestnut, and they were willing to pursue the biotechnology approach. So they negotiated with the national group, and after a while, and after the New York State group began proving that it had a viable path to follow, the national group agreed that New York would get $15 from the $40 American Chestnut Foundation annual dues, and that was the beginning of the chapter system that exists to this day. There's a chapter in any state that was at one time home to the American chestnut, so there's a very active chapter in Massachusetts, a very active chapter in Pennsylvania, and the whole funding strategy came from this initial interaction between the New York chapter and the national group. So the first meeting of that new group took place in 1990. Herb Darling was elected the first chapter president, and he was instrumental in providing assistance to the group at that time. You just have to imagine how much vision and determination characterized the people who were behind this initial approach. They were able to achieve so much. It just boggles my mind, because it's, as I said, it's very hard to put yourself in the shoes of people back in 1990 who saw absolutely no way out. Nothing was proven. No one had ever done this before with a forest tree. No one had ever thought on such a grand scale as restoring a tree that made up, in some places, one out of four hardwoods in the forest. Think of the scale of that. Pretty audacious, really. Anyway, you can find out much more about the New York chapter and about the group itself. I sincerely encourage anyone interested in forest ecology to attend the meeting on October 5th and 6th. If you have questions about it or questions about joining, you can always email me at nychestnut@mail.com. That's nychestnut@mail.com. And I'll get back to you as soon as I receive your email in most cases. But please consider contributing, consider joining, and by all means, if you can make it to that meeting in New Paltz, I'll see you there. So that'll be it for today. I hope you have a wonderful fall. If you don't make it to the meeting, get out there into the woods and start looking for some chestnut. There are tips on the website for SUNY ESF that can help you identify chestnuts out there in the woods. Go find them and let us know where you found them. Anyway, as I always say, be like a tree and keep looking up.